everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 64.
Zero X 40 for all you computer geeks out there.
Yep, if you want to talk in hex, or for the fanboys out there, for Boys Without Foys, episode number 3, which is the same in both octal, hexadecimal, and decimal. So there we go. This is the weekly show here on Channel 9 that gives you all the latest stories that Microsofties are buzzing about, and we have a special co-host here, hopefully for the next few weeks, Adam DePue. Welcome back, Adam.
Thanks, Paul.
I think he's brilliant.
Good to be back.
So in our last show, we had pleaded and begged to have you give us 36 thumbs up.
This was still 4 of them.
Yep, and we ended up with 37. So thanks for overshooting our expectations.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We are now getting promoted from a level 65 ping episode to...
I was unaware about what the episode leveling for Ping was.
Basically we...
I do like promotions, though.
We do, but this has absolutely
more thumbs up means more promotions.
No, not really at all.
No,
it means
not at all.
Pats on the back. But at least our managers are watching now, so that's fun. but anyway, in the last episode, I want to throw out to a comment. WinDev, great name.
Great name.
He apparently let us know that sarcasm is not only appreciated in the UK, but also Aussies appreciate sarcasm. So we're going to try and help the people down in the land down under appreciate this episode. So with that, let's get started.
Here we go.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Our first story today, we are announcing that there's going to be a new IIS SKU called IIS Express.
Yeah, it's going to be a publicly downloadable kind of little package that enables web development to be a little bit easier. So.
Yeah, so I mean, IIS has already been bundled with the client version of Windows, right? So like Windows XP
everything
Professional,
from Windows, everything from
Windows
XP.
Vista, Windows 7. So why would we need to have this as a downloadable thing if everyone already has it?
The big thing is that we want, or... With Windows XP and with Windows Vista, we had the versions of IIS that came with that version. So with XP, it's IIS 5, and with Vista, it's IIS 6. And so with Windows 7, you get IIS 7. The thing is that as hosters move and start using IIS 7 more, people want to start leveraging those features. But that's super hard to develop with when you're using Visual Studio and you're only getting the IIS 5 features that are core in like Windows XP.
Right.
So... this downloadable package will let you pull it down and use kind of a core IIS 7 version and start building on top of those features on your local dev machine.
So that way it goes all the way down to like Windows XP and Windows Vista.
Yep,
and people who have Windows 7 probably don't need to download this.
You already have IIS 7 in Windows 7. So
long as they have, what, like the business edition or professional edition?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure on the SKUs there. So.
Probably should look up a SKU matrix, but it's pretty cool. This was covered on Scott Goo's blog.
Yes.
So every now and then we, like probably every 5 to 10 episodes, Scott Goo has something interesting that we throw to. So we'll send you guys a link that you can check out all the great features coming out in IIS Express.
And Scott's blog said that there's a download or a public beta for it coming out soon. There's no date on it, but soon is what we know.
Soon. We can tell you that it'll be soon, or we'll tell you that it will be some completely fictitious date. So I'll leave that up to Adam.
Soon.
All right. All right.
All right.
You know how Laura was bringing Xbox back.
I'm bringing Xbox back. Yeah.
Well, now the browser usage trend is showing that IE is coming back. We actually have a little graph that we'll display right here. That shows that there's a little uptick
that's reversing
the trend of IE.
So how? So it's data from Net Applications, and shows IE is actually pulling some share back from Firefox in the month of July or June.
Yeah, so that's great. It was month over month decline for quite some time. Safari, Chrome, Firefox, they're all kind of eating into the IE market share. Now we are starting to show a little uptick there.
Yeah, which is awesome. Great news.
That's fantastic.
Great news.
We've been covering IE9 over the last couple of weeks, and we want to go a little bit more in depth over the coming couple of weeks. And I just imagine that as we continue improving a lot of the things that customers and developers have really been asking for, that this trend could quite possibly continue. So I'm really happy to see that we're doing like a little boomerang style thing. Or maybe is it like roller derby?
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, great. I have no idea what that means. But I'm sure it's funny. So that's good. All right, next.
All right, so Paul, I got some good news and some bad news.
All right, hit me with the bad news first.
The bad news first. Microsoft has announced that the Kin, the new phone that we released not too long ago, we are stopping manufacturing on it. We're not going to distribute it anymore.
So I think the announcement is actually that we're not releasing it in Europe that was originally planned. I don't know if we're actually stopping manufacturing. I mean, that might line up quite well, but considering the announcement said that we've pretty much taken the Kin team and folded them into Windows Phone 7.
Windows Phone 7.
It probably makes sense that we're not going to make a whole bunch more from the Kin.
So why do you what do you think the reason is for Kin?
I mean, I think that the studio was really cool, but probably not cool enough given the price point.
Did it let you put Farmville onto the Kin?
That is actually probably
that is our key. We think that Farmville is the key to success here.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of fingers crossed that Windows Phone 7, Farmville.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe it just didn't have enough GBs or Wi-Fis.
It was probably not the Wi. It was probably the Wi-Fis actually.
Yeah, or maybe that it didn't come in white. We're clearly referencing a not safe for work YouTube video that we may or may not link to off the Channel 9 site. But if you want to search for it, it's probably the most popular phone video out there right now.
Yeah.
But what's the good news? What is the good news?
The good news. In the last 3 days, there's been, or last week, I guess, there's, or the, sorry.
5 days.
5 days. First 3 days that it was released, the Windows Messenger or Windows Live Messenger application for the iPhone got 1 million downloads.
A million downloads on the iPhone.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, and Messenger is like the most popular chat client around the world. With like hundreds of millions of
300,
people.
Over 300 million clients, so which is
that's
awesome.
That's pretty impressive. So now, what's that? So one over 300, that's
0.3%
of those users now can put it on their iPhone, so they can... They can like, do you,
but
like,
this is encouraging to everybody. Do you get the nudge where do you just shake your phone?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can shake the app and
that's
then
a
like
great,
nudge
that's
somebody.
A great question. I don't know. That would be cool.
We'll have to follow up with somebody on the Messenger team.
We should. But this is encouragement. Anyone who has an iPhone but still uses Messenger, you should go download this app. It's free.
Yep, and then see if you can nudge each other by shaking your phone.
Yeah. Or send it in as feedback.
I should make an Etch-a-Sketch app where you can like draw
I think
on
that
it.
Probably exists.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
That's too bad.
There
may be
an app for
that.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, anyway, so good news and bad news about the phone stuff. So
that'll
do it for that. Next. Okay. All right, so as all you guys know, I have TV, but don't have TV, which means I don't have, like, cable or, like, just any type of
Comcast.
No Comcast. I do have Comcast now as an internet provider and as a phone provider, and I have no idea how my phone works. Like, they tried calling me, and I had nothing... plug into like I tried plugging my voice over IP phone into the thing and like clearly
that didn't work
at all. But very few people are switching away from cable because they've always wanted things like sports and like current TV.
Yeah.
And now there's an announcement saying that something called Hulu Plus is going to be coming to the Xbox 360,
which is awesome.
This is totally
awesome.
Like right now I just have Netflix and I'm forced to just watch.
You're watching
movies.
Last season's TV.
Yeah, two or three seasons ago with like the watch instantly, or I have to wait for the DVDs to arrive, which is fine. Like
do you
I
have
don't
mail. You don't have TV, but you get mail.
Yeah, I get bills.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if the DVDs showed up or you had to go pick them up somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah. I probably should just hire an assistant to go get those. But anyway, so do you currently have a cable subscription?
I do. I absolutely do, and it's more than I'm probably comfortable paying for a cable subscription.
Yeah, I know.
At any given
it's
time.
Like, why would I want to pay?
I am super excited that for $10 a month, I could get a Hulu Plus subscription and watch TV.
Yeah, that gives you access to
current
TV. To what, 2,500 TV shows?
Yeah, everything except CBS.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, CBS fans.
Well, I'm a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother, so that's
a pretty hilarious
show.
So
I guess I'll have to just continue to watch that on CBS.com.
On the internet?
Yeah, onto internets. this is great. So not only do I have Netflix right now with the Watch Instantly, which I get free with my Netflix subscription and my gold membership to Xbox, but there's an announcement saying that ESPN is going to start streaming content.
Through Hulu?
Not through Hulu, but just directly to the Xbox.
Nice.
We announced that at E3 a couple weeks back.
Yep.
And now we're getting just like regular network cable or network shows.
Network television,
coming for $10 a month. Holy cow, I'm going to be so completely unproductive, and it's only going to cost me a few extra dollars a month. So.
Pretty soon, in three, in when is this? Early 2011.
Yeah, so
early 2011 to the Xbox.
It's coming to a number of devices, and Xbox 360, we're really looking to optimize and becoming the best of breed television experience for Hulu Plus. So we're going to do a great job and get that out to you
guys. So pretty much early of 2011 plus a couple days, Paul and I will just be turned around watching these TVs instead of talking to you.
It'll be awesome.
It'll be great.
And hopefully by then I'll also have a Kinect so I can just like change the channel or like freeze frame and... Oh man, how awesome!
I don't know if Kinect's going to support that. Maybe I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll just pretend that.
That sounds like a great idea, though. Paul says things, and they become reality.
It's magic, magic. All right, so that's just about it for our show. But before we go, we want to do a little throwback to the first Boys Without Foys episode where we talked about...
At that time, it was Live Labs Pivot.
Yep, where there was this great application that you could download and just like see graphically how to combine information and see like how it gets mapped into different types of pivot table type things. And now... Now what's going on?
There's a downloadable pivot viewer control for Silverlight and an SDK that gives you instructions about how to host it inside your Silverlight app and a bunch of great stuff, which is making it reusable. It's great. I mean, it's silverlight.net/learn/pivot viewer. Pivot viewer.
So that way you can just host the stuff on your site and give everyone great interactive access to all sorts
kind of zoomy fly around
cool
data.
If we could just really hook up that Twitter feed to our Farmville cows and have that put into some type of XML collection so that we could
really
pivot
interested
around.
Like ears of corn versus like cow production and then like number of rakes used.
Economic ways that we could use this to our advantage and just collect gold no tomorrow.
And that is the goal to life, folks.
That is. The goal to life this time around, though, is to get 250 thumbs up.
I'm going to need a lot more than four to get this to happen.
Hopefully we'll get a bunch of friends on Facebook. So check us out on our Facebook account, which is just type in Ping. It's under TV shows. And with that, I think
we're out.
Call a wrap. But unfortunately, no Nine Guys.
It's Paul's fault.
Hike!
Backwards.
Oh, yeah.